The best way to get you going. This is VOC Breakfast with Gulam Fakir and Sabira Sheikh Yesup, only on The Voice of the Cape.
So some 17 minutes after 8 a.m. this morning, we enter the final hour of the show. If you just joined us, welcome. It is VOC Breakfast. We move along now to our next feature. Now, tributes continue to pour in for the late principal of Islamia Boys High College, Mr. Shaheem Khalant. Mr. Khalant was a veteran in education in the Western Cape and has made a huge contribution to the Islamic independent school sector. Mr. Khalant was always praised for his leadership and willingness to see his students achieve. But joining us online to pay tribute this morning is Oracle Academy Director, and that is Mr. Ashraf Gangreka. Assalamu alaikum, good morning, and thank you for joining us.
Wa alaikum salam, and thanks for the opportunity to share some thoughts on a dear friend, and quite honestly, a loss to the entire community.
Certainly, sir. Now, of course, you know, if you have to think back to Mr. Shaheem Khalant, you know, perhaps speaking to us firstly about how did you know him and your relationship with him?
Okay, the irony, but an interesting fact is that, in fact, Mr. Khalant followed me in my position at Islamia. I was principal at Islamia and then left, and then he was appointed to the job. And I wanted to say very, very clearly, one of the nicest things was right in the beginning was, quite honestly, the contact that he and I had made. So I had been the incumbent principal at Islamia, left, and then he was appointed. And quite honestly, I remember us calling each other very, very, very early in his tenure to, in a sense, share some thoughts. And I think for me this is the reflection of the man that, quite honestly, had no qualms with speaking to and about his predecessor and then working together and sharing ideas. And that was the basis of our entire relationship, because then, obviously, we established Oracle and, you know, he took Islamia to even greater heights. And the nature of the relationship was always one of mutual concern for the well-being of our students. So we'd often meet at meetings, we'd often be consulting each other, we'd often be engaging. And I think for me the most endearing thing about Mr. Khalant was always the rapport and the relationship we had with the students. So I've heard many people correctly speak about his enormous contribution to education. Mm. That's undoubted. But I think at a time where young people, and this is why for me Muslim schools exist, and this is for me one of their primary goals, it should be to be shaping the minds of young people. In order to do that, we need to have relationships, because we need to understand that the Muslim youth of the 21st century face the same, if not greater, challenges as anybody else. So for us, you know, we would like to say they are as good and as naughty as everybody else, but to get into their mindset. And I think he had a unique talent in that. And so his connection with young people is something that I particularly admire. And quite honestly, it's the biggest character for me that he had in order to make positive influences in the lives of people.
Mm. Mr. Gangreka, you know, when it comes to Islamic schools and institutions, there's a certain stigma around it. How do you think, you know, in terms of these stigmas that we see play out, did, you know, Mr. Khalant sort of break these? And what was his sort of vision, you know, for Islamic education as a whole?
Yes, I think quite honestly the biggest vision he had was the notion of academic standards second to none. You are 100% correct there with regards to some of the perceptions that people have. And for me, quite honestly, sometimes people hold on to those perceptions when, even though they know it's baseless, but they come from a particular ideology and it's easiest for them to have those things. So what Mr. Khalant did, and quite honestly, this is the position of all the principals I know at the Muslim schools, is to say that the academic standard, if we ensure that that is second to none, comparable to any school anywhere, whether it's the leafy suburbs or anywhere else, then that surely must change this set perception that some people have. And this sense of no compromise, that simply because we are Muslim doesn't mean, I mean, as it is in the case of some people's minds, that we are a second rate, but in fact it's the exact opposite. Because we are Muslim, it is incumbent that we pursue excellence in all that we do. And this, quite honestly, was a hallmark of Mr. Khalant's thinking. And quite honestly, in that sense, contributed to the enormous success that Islamia has enjoyed over the past years. And so this, you know, having come from, you know, if one wants to say, a non-Muslim institution when he came to Islam, yeah? Yeah. You, in the introduction, you say he was steeped in education, and he was. And so for somebody for whom education simply runs in his veins, understands the value thereof, and quite honestly understands the value of performance and achievement in education, I think that, quite honestly, was his biggest contribution in terms of ensuring academic standard. And I want to say across the board, he was happy to share best practice. He was eager to see the development of Muslim schools, irrespective as to where they find themselves. And in that sense, for the Muslim school movement for us here in the Western Cape, it's a tragic loss. Yeah. Because he enjoyed the respect of the fellow principals and quite honestly played a leading role in the development of Muslim schools.
Assalamu alaikum, Mr. Ganglika. Just before I let you go, you know, one of the memories that I have of Mr. Galant was when he was actually in studio with yourself and we were doing a burning issue program at the time. And, I mean, he comes with a wealth of experience and knowledge, you know, coming from schools on the Cape Flats, and he walked into, the Islamia Boys High College. The one thing that came through was is that he wanted to make a difference in those schools as well. And even, you know, when you speak to students of that, they speak very fondly of him, you know. So that for me it stands out, because he was really there for his students and his parents, etc. And that is a very good quality, something that doesn't necessarily exist in all schools.
Well, I remember this. In fact, we came to the studio twice.
Yes,
and I remember it well. And in fact, that's the first point I make. This is the biggest thing for me about Mr. Galant, is that the notion of, you know, for the kids, they knew he would be there for them. So whether there was a need to be strict and to be the disciplinarian, he was that. But the bottom line is, children understand this whole concept of being truthful and just, even when, quite honestly, you think they don't. And so he wasn't there for the sake just to be nice and to be a great guy and to be popular and populist. Those are two different words.
Right.
But he was there because it was the right thing to do. And I think that is what, quite honestly, will be missed the most. Because you're right, Gulam, not everybody has it. And some people, this is either just a job, or some people believe that, quite honestly, I need to be the strict disciplinarian, I mustn't have relationships with children. Mr. Galant wasn't like that. Mm-hmm. And so for me, the endearing memory that I have of him is somebody who was proud of his school, committed to his staff, and even more committed to his learners. And I think at a time when we find ourselves, we do, when it comes to young people, that quite honestly is a quality that really more of us should be having.
Mr. Ganglika, what would you say to the staff and students of Islamia Boys High College, you know, in terms of keeping the legacy of Mr. Galant alive?
Yes, that therein is a bigger challenge. I mean, I really, like everybody, we responded with enormous, shock and sadness at the passing of Mr. Galant, even though we knew he was quite sick. But then, you know, we always, as Muslims, live in hope, make dua, etc. So in terms of the shock to the system for the school, obviously we pray then, you know, that Allah gives the family first and obviously the school community the strength and the ease and, you know, blesses them through this process. But the biggest legacy for me that we, or the tribute we can pay to Mr. Galant, is to continue what he had started. And so to learn from his example, not just his words, but the way he interacted, and I keep on stressing this thing about the interaction with children, because I believe this is what kids need the most. And so to take of the very good that he leaves as examples and to build on those, it is not necessarily for me to do everything the way Mr. Galant did. Because quite honestly, we're all human, and so we all grow at different levels and at different paces. But we know he was good for the school, he was good for the staff, he was good for the kids. And the outpouring that you've heard over the past 2 days is testimony to that. And I think it would serve the school very well if they maintained at least of the teachings and his example, and quite honestly, internalize that. And for the students themselves to take of those lessons and live by them.
Right.
So it's a tough time ahead, certainly. I mean, a loss like this leaves a terrible scar. But I think, you know, he was also a very humorous man. He was very, very funny. Mm. And I wouldn't think he would want the school to go into a sense of mourning and not be productive. The biggest thank you and what's his name we can give Mr. Galant is to pursue with great vigor the excellence in education and be the best we can be at all our schools.
Right, let's leave it at that. Mr. Gangrikar, the director of the Oracle Academy, of course, sharing some thoughts with regards to the principal, Shaim Haland, who was the principal at Islamia Boys High College, who had passed on this week. It's gone 27 minutes after 8 o'clock. We had to go for some commercials, but I think it was also fitting for us to touch base with some of the learners and ex-learners to share some of their almost moments with regards to Mr. Haland. Take a listen.
The memories I have of Mr. Galant, obviously he was a very inspiring man, a leader to us all in terms of academics and spiritually as well. The one thing also that he was always good to me as a person, obviously because of the Quranic background that I had, and he also always supported me, as far as I know, all my 5 years at Islamia. He was always willing to take me under his wing. You will obviously be surely missed. And inshallah, may Allah grant him also a high place in Jannah, inshallah. The one thing that he always used to say is aspire to inspire. That was his favorite quote. And I obviously we all had taken that, you know, through our high school career and up till matric. And we still remember him by that quote, and we try and live by it as much as possible.
So my fondest memory of Mr. Galant would be the type of leader he was during school hours as well as outside of school hours. Me being a very, how can I say, athletic inclined person, he always showed the necessary support for the school outside of outside of school hours. He was always there with a few laughs and jokes, and always inspiring us, always giving the best speeches during assembly, always keeping us motivated. He always had a smile on his face, although he tries to be stern most of the time. You could see when he was giving us sometimes, you know, some reprimanding and stuff. He would always do it with a smile on his face, and he couldn't, like, keep serious and stuff. I think a lot of the students respected him a lot. We always admired him. And we always knew that he was someone that could also be, to some degree, our friend, that we could always turn to. He's really someone I would really miss. I think when I think of Islam and my days at Islam, yeah, I cannot picture it without him in it. I think he's touched a lot of people's hearts and stuff. The type of leader he was, the type of role model he was, the type of just the general character of the person. I knew some of his family members as well. I know they all loved him a lot. I don't think there's a time I can actually call that I didn't see him with a smile on his face, trying to be serious with us, you know, to keep us in line and, you know, to be the good leader he was.
I remember Mr. Galant as somebody that was the principal of Islamia, and he was also the chairperson of the Kurumboom Masjid. Truly a pillar of the community, he's inspired many people, young and old alike, including myself. He's put many things into place and has made huge strides in uplifting the community. He will surely be remembered and be dearly missed by both myself, my family, many different families, and people from all across the world. And you make dua Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him the highest place in Jannah. Ameen. One thing that we always used to say before he used to speak is you're going to definitely learn a new word, because that man was a walking dictionary.
Some good thoughts and memories that were put together by one of our reporters, of course, sharing thoughts with regards to the war moments of Mr. Galant that they can remember. May Allah be pleased with him, inshallah. Ameen.